Welcome to Faith Victory Ministries International with Pastor Charles Entry. Please prepare your hearts and your minds to receive this great revelation from the Holy Spirit. May the Lord God bless you.
Everyone is very welcome. We thank God for your lives. And we have a word from the living God today that is titled, Principles of Building the House of God. Principles of Building the House of God. To God alone be the glory. To build the house of God, at least three things that I will mention before we get into details. Number one, the house of God cannot be built except it's being built on the foundation of God's word. The house of God must be built on God's word, on the foundation of God's word. For a man building a house, it is true, the most important thing in that house is the foundation. So, to build the house of God, the foundation is the obedience of the word of God. To build the house of God, the foundation is the obedience of the word of God. That is the first thing. The second thing is the distinctive feature of God's house, the fire. The fire on top of the tabernacle. The fire of the Holy Ghost. The second thing that must be in the temple, in the house, is fire, the fire of God. There must be a clear working of the Holy Spirit in that house. The fire of Almighty God must be present at all times. This is something that you cannot duplicate. This is something that is unique. The presence of the Holy Spirit, the fire of God. You can build anything, any house out there, but if the fire of God is not in that house is not God's house. That is the second thing that one must be checking, that indeed it is present in that house. And the purpose of God's, bringing us together is to reach out to other people who don't have what we have. So that the third thing that one must understand when building the house of God is to reach out to souls. So we said it. Number one, the foundation must be on the word of God. Number two, the fire of God must be in the house, the presence of the Holy Spirit. And number three, the church must have a goal to reach out to souls. Building up a spiritual house. 1 Peter chapter 2 and the verse is 5. 1 Peter chapter 2 and the verse is 5. He said, ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices and acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. So you see that it is not just the structure per se, and it is not only the presence of God in that house. The people that are also coming must be built. You have to build the people unto God's glory. So everyone and each one of us, we must monitor our lives to see the growth. You are coming to the house of God. You keep coming to the house of God. What is in the house? The word in the house, the fire in the house must bring forth divine transformation in your life. divine transformation in your life. It cannot be possible for one to keep coming before Almighty God and be remaining the same. There must be a spiritual house that is being also built from within. Divine transformation. And it must be clear. It must be clear from every angle of the word, saying that this spiritual house that is being built must start from your home, must start from within, must start. It might be seen in your every single day life. It might be seen in your every single day life. So when we said on the third section, we said that the church must have the goal of reaching out to people. Not reaching out to people in the, you know, in the sense of counting people in the church. Numbers. No. But reaching out to people in the sense of transformation of life. Bringing souls to God. Bringing souls to God. Not a church. We are filled. The house is filled. But the people are not full. The house of God is filled with the Holy Spirit, with the presence of the living God, with the word of God. But people are not full. Can that be possible? It will be possible. Because even Christ himself, God himself, is not forcing himself on no one. So what you don't want, God will not give it to you. It might be the church's purpose to monitor everyone and each one to make sure that we are growing together. You must have the responsibility, clear understanding of the reason why you are coming to church. If your reason is you are coming because you are meeting your friends here, okay, that is. But we are not talking about that. We are talking about building the spiritual house. Building the spiritual house. Matter of fact, it is the only thing that you're going to take with you. It is the only thing that you are going to take with you, because through that, your home will be built. Through that, your personality is going to be built. Through that, the Lord is going to receive a soul unto his glory. So the principle of building God's house, we must make sure that we are being spiritually built unto God's glory. You are building spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer sacrifices acceptable unto God by Christ, to offer up. So this morning we were in Sunday school. They were sharing how the Lord takes us from one degree of glory to another, but from the very beginning took us from darkness and brought us to his marvelous light. He said he blotted out, Colossians 2:14, the handwriting which was written against us and contrary to us. So we came to Christ, and whatsoever that the enemy had packaged for our lives, if one will remain under that umbrella, let me tell you, God will make sure that the works of the enemies over your life are destroyed. Because, you know, from that scripture, please, if it is possible, project that scripture for us so the people can see. Colossians 2:14. He said, blotting out the handwriting, which was the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us. So this is what the enemy had been sitting down and written concerning the people of God. This is the reason why when you are coming to the house of God, there must be a transformation in your life. Because this handwriting of the devil is not automatic. In the sense that if you don't come under the umbrella of Christ, this will remain upon your life forever. And you'll be going through struggle upon struggle, struggle upon struggle. But because he said that it's an ordinance that is against us. Against us. Against us, against the plan of Almighty God. Contrary to us. contrary to the nature that God has given us. The whole purpose of the enemy is to make sure that God's plan do not come to pass in your life. But that is not what the Lord God wants us. So when we are building the house of God, it's not only physical house, it is the spiritual house that must be built. The spiritual house that people might feel, they must feel freedom. The word of God coming to you, the fire must be there. The fire must be there. And if the fire is there, every single chaff of the enemy is quenched out. Fire of the Holy Spirit. Divine transformation that is coming upon the person's life. Every time that there is fire, you're going to see breakthrough. When the fire is there, you're going to see transformation of life. When the fire is there, you're going to see that the works of the enemies are not having its way anymore. He said it was contrary to us because Jesus Christ took it out of the way and nailed it on the cross. And nailed it on the cross. So I have good news. You know, we talk about the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. One thing that we don't know about this cross is what this scripture is saying here. The handwriting of ordinances, which was against us and on our way, the Lord took it out of our way and nailed it. The Roman soldiers did not know that when they put the nails in Christ's palm and feet, and they were nailing it, they didn't know that they were nailing the works of the enemy package for your life. They didn't know. They did not. By Christ, they not only nailed our sins on the cross, oh, God defeated Satan over our lives. God, Almighty God, made it possible. That is why the cross, you know, when people wear the cross and they don't understand the meaning of the cross, Satan knows exactly what cross means. It is only the child of God that does not know what the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ means. The blood that is flowing, it has its symbol. The nail that they put there and the hammer, when they started hammering on that nail, I am just telling you one thing that is written just right here. That the package of darkness written as an ordinance against your life, the purpose of the enemy to crush you, it was on your way. So you didn't know. Maybe at the age of 45, the enemy has packaged something that will not allow you to go beyond the age of 45. But I'm telling you, Jesus Christ, he said before the foundation of the world, this is how it was possible. Before the foundation of the world, you were created. God had you in mind. The Lord knew everything that is going to come to pass. And he packaged, he took that ordinance, put it on that nail, and they hammer it. He's talking about blotting out. So you can see the action of the blood of Jesus Christ. You can see the cleansing, the cleansing. That is why Romans 8, there is no condemnation upon them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So one is, when one comes to the point to build the spiritual house, the within house, that person cannot, you cannot be pushing the person anyhow, because there is constant fire burning upon that person's life. That's why I see situations and I look at it and I say, oh, this thing is not, it is contrary to the word of God. You are a child of God under that umbrella of Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, I release you, and we see results. We see results. God's word is truth. And it's not like, you know, it's so amazing how this ministry is experiencing wonders. What people are shouting out there, if we must shout of what is happening here. We have seen people dead that the Lord brought them back. We have seen all kinds of testimonies simply because of the preaching and the fire in the house of the living God. If the children of God are willing, you don't have to go through what you are going through. The enemy knows that the moment that you come under that fire, something is definitely going to happen to him. I pray for somebody here that may the fire of the Lord descend upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. Building up spiritual house. Number two, he said, You are the spiritual house of God. You are the spiritual house of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and the verse is 16 and 17. We said we are talking about the principles of building the house of God. And we said that building the house of God will never be differentiated from building your own life. Because in 1 Corinthians 3, 16, 17, he said, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?" So he said, if any man defiled the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. The temple of God. So you can see that there is no difference between you and the house of the living God. So when we say we are building the house of God, the foundation of the word must be there. The fire of the Spirit must be there. People's life must be changed. They might come up on a higher level, higher and higher, in every aspect of the thing. The blessings of God, Ephesians 1:3, blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessings with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. These things must start happening in your life. Spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. You come to Christ, your life must change. You must see a change in your life. So, the indicative to see that if truly you are in the house of God, these things must be measured. The leaders to build the house of God, these things must be the focus of building that house. What is the sense? The essence of having such a great building, people coming and their lives are messed up. God cannot even take one glory out of it. Yes, the music is good. Yes, the service is well organized. Yes, everything looks perfect. But the only thing that God cares about is not in line with the God's requirement. Then everything is wrong. Then everything is wrong because we can't take anything to God. This is building a physical house, not a spiritual house. This is building a house for man, not for God. But if it is for God, it must bring glory to Almighty God. Thank you, my Lord. You are the Lord's house. You are spiritual house of God. So, do you know that the first time that the word house of God appeared in the Bible is in Genesis 28 and the verses 17 to 18. Let's look at how the whole thing happened. You remember when our brother Jacob was running away because Esau, the brother, twin brother, seeking to go after his life. And the mother, Rebekah, the dad, Isaac, said, "My son, go to Laban's house." And Rebekah's brother. "So go there and get one of the wives, one of the daughters as thy wife to marry. Just go there." So on his way to Laban's house, this is where something is going to happen to him, because on the way he was tired, and then he picked up a stone and used it as a pillow. And when he was asleep in the middle of the night, I'm telling you the story, he saw a ladder stretch forth from heaven to earth. And the angels of God ascending and descending, and the Lord started speaking to him. The Lord spoke to this man. God spoke mysteries about his life. God told him that, "My son, I am with you." And great fear came upon that young man. Listen to the word. Genesis 28, 17 to 18. He said, Jacob was afraid and said, after all that he had experienced, he was afraid. And he said, "How dreadful is this place? How dreadful is this place. This is none other but the house of God. And this is the gate of heaven. Hallelujah. I have good news for you. The house of God is not a place to mess up. The house of God is not a plain ground. The house of God is a place that is dreadful. The house of God, it is the gateway to heaven. Hey, every single thing that we will say about the house of God, you have to bring it to yourself, because the Lord said that ye are the spiritual house of God. Do you know that your life is not supposed to be messed up? You must be a very, very dreadful creature. Satan might see you and see the embodiment of Jesus Christ. Powers of darkness might see you and see the light of God. How dreadful is this place? He said you are a holy nation, priesthood. So we are not just one moving around rikiki and, you know, the enemy subdue us. No. He said that this place is dreadful. And it is the gateway to heaven. Every single soul in the church, that heart must be a gateway to heaven. That soul is heading to heaven. If the church is doing the right thing, and people understand the reason of the church, heaven will be filled up with all that God created and sent here on earth. Everybody will be going back home. And the enemy will not have nobody. By the way, let me say this. Sometimes when we speak, it seems like Satan has people, power to. No, he doesn't. He himself is going to be in the lake of fire. Our God is the one that is in control. Let me tell you, Satan is not master of hell. Satan did not create hell. God created hell. So don't let it seem like Satan has, a place called hell, that he's taking people there for their enjoyment or anything like that. Hell, God created it. Satan is going to be one among people that will go there to hell. So he's going to go through the same sufferings as anyone else that goes against the word of God. Anyone else that will not come to know Jesus Christ. Let that be clear. That is how it is. God sees you. He said, I can see the gate of heaven in this young one. I can see that through you, many will come to go to heaven. Through you, many will see you as a way to Christ. Building the spirit man. Building up the house of the living God. People might come to you and see, he's different. He's different. Not fake, you know, the reality. You know, the type of life that you live, you don't struggle. The type of life that you are living, and you are full of light. You are full of empowerment of the Holy Ghost. You don't struggle. It's not like you are putting on something. Absolutely not. That is who you are, from without and from within. Because everything that comes out proceeded from within. And what they see, that's what they get. Filled with the light of the Holy Ghost. This is the gate of heaven. So the second part of the scripture, Genesis 28, verse 18 says, he said, then Jacob rose up early in the morning, and he took the stone that he slept on as pillow, and then he set it up for a pillar and pour oil upon the top of it. You see, the man had this understanding of what has been done. Indeed, this place is the house of God. The house of God might be a place that people can use as a pillow. You can sleep sound. You see that? The house of God must be a place that they come, there must be trust, there must be, you know, integrity. We are building people to heaven. We are building souls to heaven. So, coming to the house of God, misbehaving, hey, it is dangerous. It is a dangerous thing to come in the presence of the living God. You might be a worker in the house of the Lord. Fear must come upon you. Reverential fear must come upon you. Because this place is a dreadful place. This place is not a place to mess up. This place is not a place of fornication and adultery and anything else. This place is a place where souls are built unto Almighty God. You want to have life? Come to the church. Because the church is the pillar of life. The church is the pillar. He said the man took the stone. Do you know what stone he was talking about? This is the symbolic of Jesus Christ. The living stone. The cornerstone. The same stone. Jacob experienced Christ when he was not even given yet. And he said, you see the analogy between the two. Christ being. The church is Christ. So the church is Christ. He said he took the pillow. That stone. He said that this place is the house of God. The house of God. When we see people in the church and living all kinds of lives, let me tell you, there is something that one must know as a child of God. Number one, you have to know that everything that you do, God sees you. Because there are three that bear witness. They bear records in heaven. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. There are also three that bears, you know, witness here on earth. He said the blood, the water, and the spirit. So there is nothing that anyone is doing that is hidden in the sight of God. How much more when you come to the house of God? How much more when you have been assigned as a worker in the house of God? How much more when you have been brought in as a child of God, part of the body of our Lord Jesus Christ? Every handwriting of the devil as an ordinance against your life and contrary to you must be seen as the Lord has done or has dealt with it, cleared unto God's glory. That is why we don't come to church. Our Sundays, we come Sundays, we give the word of God, we glorify God for what the Lord has done. But the reality of power is from Monday all the way. Monday all the way. The church is not sleeping because we know that we have been called in battle and we fight. We fight against the people in our people's life. We fight. We are making sure that the works of the enemy are not, you know, they do not have understanding. So that by the time will come, the Lord will bring them in. But somebody must stand for them. And we are standing for them. We don't come out there and boasting of whatever that we are doing, you know, but we want to make sure that the word of God is established in their lives. Their time will come. That is why we have to pray for them. We don't condemn them. They that have not come yet, somebody probably prayed for you to also come in. The grace that found you, we extend the same grace unto them. So when we have come to the house of God and we have in peace, we have to learn how to extend peace to our family members, to our loved ones, and see the purpose of God for mankind. How is it that now look at you. You couldn't even sleep at night. Today, look at you. You are sleeping like a baby. And you know a brother out there, a sister out there, have not come to know Christ yet. And going through all kinds of torment. I pray for somebody that the spirit of evangelism will come upon your lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Then in Genesis 28, verse 22, he said, Jacob said, this stone, which I have set for a pillar, shall be God's house. This stone, which I have set for a pillar, shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, O God, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. Look at this, the tithe. From the house of God, Lord, all that indeed this is the house of God. Father, all the blessings, every single thing that you will bless me with, from now onwards, this is my covenant unto you, that I will bring the tenth. I will bring one tenth of your blessings to thy house. To God alone be the glory. Hallelujah. So when we come to the house of God, we're supposed to be hearing the word of God. When we come to the house of God, we're supposed to be hearing the word of God and nothing else. For only one purpose, building the source of God to heaven. Building the source of God to heaven. He said, so I said it, I said the importance of the source of hearing must be so, one must be careful with it. We are in the end times. Anything goes. But one thing that we know, the church is not a fake place. The church, we are not running, you know, some kind of psychology classes or, you know, brainwash or anything like that. We are not motivational speakers. We are preachers, ministers of the living God. We preach. He said, they that are sent, they preach the word of God and nothing else. You come to the house of God, you come to hear the word of God. Hearing the word of God for what purpose? For your faith to be built. Romans 10:17, he said, then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hearing by the word of God. Luke 8 and the verses 12, he said, these by the way, he said, those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil and take away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. Remember the parable of the sower? How he sowed the seed and the ones that fell on the wayside. So they heard the word profited them not. The reason is because there was no ground in them for the word to take seed and really germinate and bring forth spiritual houses. These are the ones the enemy comes around, he does whatever that he wants to do with them. You cannot come to the house of God, one leg in the house, one leg in I don't know what. The word that you hear in the house of God will not profit you, because Satan is always ready to take the word away from you. The word is the foundation. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? If you are not taking the word of God serious, you are not seeing that the word is what you have against. Do you know that the battle, our battle against the spiritual world, the word is the sword. The sword is what we use to come against the works of the enemy. That two-edged sword, it cuts in asunder. Hebrews 4:12, he said, for the word of God, it is what? It is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the spirit and the soul. So the word is not something that you can just be moving around and you are receiving the word and anything that comes on your way is just, no. You will stand and you say that the word of God says, God said, and the situation must bow. Because he said, at the mention of the name Jesus, every knee must bow. We are not talking about knee in the sense of human knee. Human knee. We are talking about God being the supreme of all. You hear that name, you must bow. Stones are bowing. Trees are bowing. Anything that God created, and God created it all. Everything bows. Now let me say this. We said it, that God wants to see the spiritual house being built, starting from you, and his house where the people are gathering. But truly, who is the man out there that can build the house of God? Who can build the house of God? This is the word of the living God, Isaiah 66, and the verses 1 to 2. He says, thus says the Lord. He said, heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye shall build unto me? And where is the place of my rest? You can see that. So if man does not have understanding of what building the house of God is all about. The Lord said, heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. What house that a man is going to build for God? But He said in verse 2, for all this, all those things have my hand made. I said it, that he made it all. And all those things have been, says the Lord. But this, to this man will I look. Listen to the type of person that can build the house of God. God said, to this man would I look, even to him that is poor and of a contract, you know, contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. Hallelujah. God is looking for simple people, plain people, who are responsive and reverent to everything that God says. God is looking for people that are broken by the word of God. He's not looking for, you know, clever people. He's not looking for social status. The Lord is looking for people that fear. They hear his word and they have that reverential fear. They tremble at his word. Tremble at the word of God. These are the people that the Lord is looking to. When God is looking at you, all the plans of darkness, all plans of darkness against your life, the Lord sees it all. So that is why he blotted it out on that cross. He nailed it on that cross. This is the type of people that the Lord is looking for. One that is called by God to build his house. One that hears the word of God and reverential fear comes. One that hears the word of God and tremble at the word of God. One that is humble, contrite spirit. He's not judging people. It's not the cleverness of the world, not the social status. I went to a place yesterday, and they were like, this one will stand there, doctor so and so. This one there, doctor so and so. And so the only thing was like, you know, you will think that if you don't have anything, you cannot even come stand there and preach the word of God. It is not the world that called people of God. The servants of God are called by Almighty God. And there is no degree that is given to heaven to them. It is the Holy Spirit that works through them. The Spirit of the living God. I have PhD in computer science, but I never said anything. And none of them knew anything. But everyone was just boasting, and doctors, and doctor this, and so what? Matter of fact, our PhDs, we have even put them, you know, we have locked them on the side. We don't want it anymore. We don't want it anymore. Do you know what it means to be called by Almighty God and be called by a brother? You know, to be called as a brother, a sister in Christ? This is greater than any, I don't know what, that is out there. But the ministers are boasting of that. And this one, so and so. And this one, so, and so what? We call you to come and preach the word of God. Preach the word of God. Preach the word of God. God who calls you, he knows you. He knew that you have already a doctorate degree. That is not what he's talking about. The cleverness of the world, it has nothing to do with the cleverness in the kingdom of God. The wisdom of God is from above. It's not from the world. And they are not understanding it. So they are intimidating people that are truly called by God. The Lord said, these are the people that I call. The one that can build the house of God. The one that hears my word and tremble at the word. Not the one that stand out there and boasting of his degrees in the world. The house of God is built by revelation. Let me show you. Matthew chapter 16 and the verse. Let me read from 13 to 19. This is a story that brings clearly that indeed the house of God is built by revelation. Jesus Christ, he came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi. He asked the disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? So basically, he asked them a simple question. You guys have gone out. You heard so many things. What did you hear? What were people saying about me? Then the disciples said, Lord, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias and others, Jeremiah, and one of the prophets. So they were saying, some are saying that you are John the Baptist, someone says that you are Jeremiah, some says that you are one of these prophets. Then Jesus said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? But okay, this is what you have heard. But you who keep coming to church, what do you say of your Christ? Who is Jesus to you? You who is willing to build the house of God, who is Jesus to you? You who is a minister of the house of God, who is Jesus Christ to you? Then in verse 16, Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto Peter, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood had not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hallelujah. Thou art Peter. Yes. You stand at the pulpit, you are preaching the word of God every day unto people. You stand out there as a child of God, telling people you are a child of God. You give them the word of God. Counsel, godly counsel every day. Christ asks you, who am I? Do you receive Christ by revelation, or you receive Christ by just going to church? The sons of Sivas, the Jesus that Paul is preaching. So you know that one, but you don't know him personally. He said, Peter, what you have just said, that I am the Son of God, the Christ. Listen, you didn't say it by yourself. It is heaven that is open, and my Father show it unto you, because there is no way to know Christ. Heaven must be open unto you. Heaven must be open unto you. So he said that, thou art the rock, Peter. Upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Let's spend we have a few more minutes to go. Bringing down this scripture, or breaking it down, let's try to understand. Number one, Peter is not the rock. Peter is not the rock. But the confession, the revelation he made is the rock. I wrote it down, so I'm saying it clearly. Jesus said, Peter, thou art the rock. Peter is not the rock. The church is not built on Peter. But it is the confession that he made. Thou art Christ, the Son of God. This is the rock upon which we are building. The Lord said, upon that revelation, I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. So, the church of God, you cannot come out there and say that I am going to build the church of God. Everything is closed unto you. When things are coming spiritually, you don't see anything. Everything that happens to you, it's all surprise. What type of church is this? What type of man of God are you? Do you think that the Lord he will just close the eyes of his servants, and we just go out there and every time struggle upon struggle and just, no. It doesn't work that way. The man that is called by Almighty God is a man that is in touch with heaven. Revelation upon revelations. And the wisdom must be given to know how to handle the word of the living God. On what rock is the church built? The church on the Christ, who is known by revelation and not by study. So the rock that we're talking about here is the Christ, who is known by revelation. That is why I keep saying it. I said, you know what? Sometimes some of these things that we are experiencing in the church, The miracles that the Lord is bringing to some people, you can see that I have nothing in it. I'm just being an instrument that the Lord is using. When you receive that miracle, it is your faith that is going to be built in Christ who healed you. In Christ that brought forth the miracle, not me, Jesus. So now it's your personal experience. That is why I'm always saying, I said, serve God by revelation. You have to know him personally. It is very difficult when you have not come to know Christ. And every time, oh, Jesus, but you never experience God. God is more than willing to reveal himself to you. Some are saying, we keep praying that we are not seeing him. No, please. This is the type of man to whom God will reveal himself. One that trembles at his word. One with a contrite spirit. One that is humble. The Lord knows, and he has seen so much. They that are willing to do his work greatly, build a great house of God and everything else. By the time that the Lord lifts them, then they stand taking all the glory. The Lord knows. Almighty God knows. Upon the revelation, I will build my church. The church must be built on revelation. The church is being directed by the revelation from above. One must know the direction that Christ is taking, especially at end time like this. A lot is going on in the churches. Do you think that, you know, one day we're going to talk about the seven churches in the book of Revelation 2. The seven churches. Each one of these churches are prototype. Prototype churches. And everything that Christ will say to one church, you will see that it is forever. Until Christ himself come and then take his church. Until rapture. Until rapture. I will build my church, and the gate of hell cannot prevail against the church. If the church is being built by Christ, hell has no power over that church. When we Christians are not bringing much emphasis on the revelation of the Holy Spirit, we cannot build a new covenant church. We have to bring more and more emphasis into the revelation of Christ. That is where the new covenant type of church can be built. Of course, every Christian know that, you know, Christ died for our sins. But when do we really know and get revelation of the truth that Christ died for our sins? It is only when you begin to hate sin and do everything to be free from sin, and then you recognize that you are now in touch with heaven. Revelations are coming forth. And then the death of Christ, the power of the cross, of the blood, you're going to see the manifestations of these things. I'm stopping just right here. We thank God for his word. Every single word of what the Lord God has done for us must be manifested in your life. You have to see the glory of God gradually, gradually. It's not fake. It's not fake. Christianity, it is real. But it is real to them that are serious. It is real to them that are truly willing to know him. We are experiencing God in our little level. And we keep jumping on our feet. Every time we bow so much because of the wonders and the signs and the wonders that the Lord is, you know, is doing in our midst and boosting, you know, our faith so much. We say we thank him. We give him glory and honor. We haven't seen anything yet. We haven't seen anything yet. Because heaven is still there, packed with revelations. Revelation upon revelation. The church of the living God shall be built. Either the devil wants it or not, we shall build the spiritual house of the living God. To him alone be the glory, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Lord.
You just received a word from Pastor Charles Entry at Faith Victory Ministries International. For more messages and other great resources to help you grow in your walk with Christ, please be sure to...